back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. I'm here today with my friend Joe Zepecki.
Not family yet, just friend.
Just friend, not family. So I said earlier, as you know, I'm getting in exactly a month from today, I will no longer be a free woman. I'll be locked down with the ball and chain. I'm
going to is that how we talk about marriage
sure,
these days?
Sure.
Is that what's going on?
But yeah, 1 month until I get married.
How are you feeling?
You know, it's funny because I, starting a radio show and buying a house and moving and also getting married, and he's opening a bar and he just ran a 2,500 person 5K for Storm the Bastille.
It's a lot of life.
He's getting his, anyone who knows him, he almost a year ago got his two front teeth taken out, and he's in the like the year long process of getting them like implants in. Okay. And he's literally today getting the implants in. So like the amount that we both have going on, I feel like it's taken out any time to feel stressed.
That's great.
For a month from now. And so like right now, like our movers come tomorrow. It's like just 1 foot in front of the other. Like, let's just get there.
It's my favorite thing they ever say on like SportsCenter when they're discussing injuries. And they say like, oh, you know, he's got a rotator cuff. He's listed as day to day. But aren't we all? We just all got to be day to day, folks. Hey, finally, a joke that landed. How about that?
That landed. So yeah, so I am excited. Mostly, I'm just excited to marry him.
That's so
and the
great.
Wedding and the wedding will be fun. But I've never been someone who's needed like a big day.
As long as you have a good, like, it's about you guys. The rest of it takes care of itself. I know it's stressful. I think what I understand about the way you guys are doing it. Relatively low stress compared to the way that some other people
yes.
do it.
Yes, we're doing ceremony and dinner just with the immediate family, and then basically going to a bar yeah. and having people meet us there. So,
I think that's great. There's no right way to do it. There's no wrong way to do it. There's only the way to do it that is right for the couple, is my experience.
And as a good segue, there is also hopefully going to be a way that everyone can continue to get married.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Because yesterday, on the heels of Justice Clarence Thomas in his, his opinion from the Dobbs case, insinuating that maybe next is rethinking gay marriage and allowing people to in marriage equality. And so yesterday, the House passed codifying same-sex marriage rights. And it was interesting because there's two different ways that I feel like the headline could have gone. And there's different ways the headlines did go. But in a world where everything seems to get voted on party lines, the fact that 47 Republicans in the House voted with Democrats to support gay marriage. But it also means that 157 Republicans voted against it.
Including the overwhelming majority of Wisconsin Republicans.
Yes, including 4 out of the 5 Wisconsin Republicans. Brian Steil, who is now in...
The first congressional district.
The first congressional district, which is now more competitive than it's been after our new maps, was the only Wisconsin Republican to vote for it. Gallagher, Tom Tiffany, Glenn Grothman, and Fitzgerald all...
Voted
against it.
I think it's worth taking a second to talk about why this is important, right? And so in the Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade, Justice Alito, who wrote the majority opinion, literally tried to spell out that the ruling they were making was a narrow one, that it should only apply to abortion and it shouldn't apply to other questions where a right to privacy is at issue. Among the cases that he mentioned were Obergefell, which was the Supreme Court decision that legalized gay marriage, as well as a case involving contraceptives and access to them. This is the Griswold case. So he tried in his majority opinion to say this only applies to this one issue.
I don't like abortion.
Right. In a separate concurrence, Justice Thomas, who was part of the majority, said that the court should revisit other cases to be consistent with the Dobbs decision. And he listed Obergefell and Griswold. So he is clearly sending like a bright shining light or a beacon to conservatives saying, if you send us challenges to these, we will look at them and we might vote to overturn them now that we have a 6-3 majority. And that is deadly serious for same-sex couples who have enjoyed the freedom to marry for the last, what are we up to now? It's 2015, so 7 years. And so as a result of that, what Democrats in Congress are doing is saying, we can take legislative action to ensure that the laws as they are now remain the same. Because it wasn't a law that said gay people can get married. It was a court decision. If the legislature passes and the president signs, right, let's go back to, you know, how does a bill become a law, the Schoolhouse Rock days, then it is highly unlikely that the Supreme Court, that the judiciary would overrule the legislature and the executive. So the House voted first. Congressman Mark Pocan from Madison was among those leading the charge. As you mentioned, passed the House with some bipartisan support. News out this morning is that our junior senator, Senator Tammy Baldwin, is leading the charge in the Senate. And Leader Schumer expects this to come to a vote in the Senate soon. We need at least 10 Republicans to back this. Rob Portman, who is a Republican from Ohio who is retiring, has indicated he would support it. And so now the game kind of becomes, are there enough Republicans willing to vote yes to ensure that a freedom that same-sex couples have enjoyed for the last 7 years remains in place? Boy, I hope that they do. And boy, do the folks like Mike Gallagher, Tom Tiffany, Scott Fitzgerald, and Glenn Grothman, who voted against this, have some explaining to do to their constituents. This is a real issue. You know, weddings are fun, marriage is fun, finding the love of your life, that's all great. But there's real stuff that, you know, goes along with this. Hospital visitation, estates. Like, marriage is not just a, hey, let's shack up. I like the cut of your jib.
What, right? I imagine, like, anyone who's been married and then gotten divorced realizes that it's a lot harder to get divorced than it is to just break up.
Yeah.
Because it's a legal binding situation.
Yes. I'm glad Style voted yes on this. I am aghast that the overwhelming majority of Wisconsin Republicans continue to deny people one of their most basic human rights, which is the right to love and to spend their lives with the person that they choose.
And so as this goes through the Senate, are there 10?
I don't know. I mean, this should be something that passes by unanimous consent.
Yeah.
You could say, you know, you could just throw it to the floor and then somebody would have to object. That might be one strategy to try and do this. See if, you know, some of these, you know, fire breathers who think there's political points to be scored here aren't on the floor at the time. We don't know. As of right now, there are not 10 Republican votes for this in the U.S. Senate. Leader McConnell this morning at least answered the question and didn't, you know, shoot it down. So, you know, reading between the lines, I think it's possible, but nobody should take it for granted. And people should be calling their members, including Senator Johnson. I have a guess which way he would vote, but public pressure can work sometimes.
And do you think, because I had seen that it was potential that there wasn't going to be enough time for this to come to the Senate floor before the midterms. Is that sounding like untrue? That this could, because I feel like, as much as we already are saying that overturning of Roe for a lot of people is a major voting issue.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how much of a voting issue. But I've talked to women who their entire lives have largely been Republicans and very right leaning, who are pretty upset about it. And so, like, if you add to that, if there's enough Republican members in the House and a bunch of senators who go on record of voting against this, does that also, if we can get that in before the midterms, make a difference in how people vote in the fall?
That's clearly part of the strategy. I mean, that the idea is to put people who are opposed to this stuff on record, you know, hopefully, and that's like the raw politics of it. The folks who are pushing for this in Congress genuinely want to protect that freedom for people. And there is value in, if Republicans are out of step with the overwhelming majority of the public, having that on the record. If you hold a minority viewpoint, which is that same-sex couples shouldn't have the freedom to marry, then you should tell your voters that. Go out there and vote against it and let them make a decision this fall as to whether they want to rehire you or not.
And what's interesting is I feel like, at least from the clips that I saw from the House debate yesterday on this, was that's not necessarily the messaging that Republicans are using. It's like, well, it's basically saying that, oh, they're trying to distract us with this bill from inflation and gas prices. And it's interesting that no one, unlike Roe, where there are people who are just definitively saying abortion is wrong, life begins at conception, we fundamentally do not think women should have the access to this form of healthcare. Mm-hmm. The public opinion has moved enough in such a short period of time that it doesn't seem like that can be the messaging from the Republican Party who's voting against this. It's that, well, we're not voting for this because it's the Democrats are using this as a political tactic.
Yeah, well, they have to be disingenuous because they can't tell their truth. Their truth is that a lot of them don't believe people should have that freedom. And it is easier for them to obfuscate than it is to answer that question. They are desperate to get out of having to vote for this because they know the politics of it are bad. What's, you know, the ridiculousness of it is like, so wait, the United States Senate can't walk and chew gum at the same time? Is that the only job in America where we think that we can only focus on one thing? The job of the, you know, a United States senator is to represent the will of the people and, you know, run a country. Like, there's a lot of stuff happening out there. If you can't figure out how to vote on this and then turn around and vote on stuff to reduce gas prices, which, by the way, Republicans in Congress voted against when Democrats brought it to the floor, they're not being straight when they say, you know, oh, this is just a distraction. No, it's not. A United States Supreme Court justice said these freedoms are at risk. The legislature is trying to do something about it. Only Republicans who don't want to vote against a popular thing are going to play that particular game of distract, delay, obfuscate, and be generally disingenuous.
Which then brings up the point that I saw as someone responded, I think jokingly, but I don't know. I don't know this person. Of that, you know, maybe we should just get rid of marriage altogether. So what do we, as a married man, how long have you been? 10 years? No. How long have you guys been
married? 10 years. No. How old do you think I am?
No, I forgot. I said, you guys just had your anniversary, though. So what
we
was...
We did. 5 years.
I was halfway there.
Yeah. We're newbies.
Recommend? 10 out of 10?
10 out of 10. It's great. And I know we want to get to... You broke news to me. Do you want to break this news to everybody else about J-Lo? Our dear J-Lo?
Dear J-Lo... changed her last name.
I'm
she got married, so
this.
She got married in Vegas to Ben Affleck after 20 years. Bennifer is back at it. And
good for those kids. Good for those crazy kids.
Like, they're just totally in love, despite both of them having been married at least twice, three times, twice. Yes.
Who's keeping score?
But this, I think, is the first time that she's changed her last name. I think it's now she's Jennifer Lynn Affleck. Like, I think she dropped Lopez. And I don't know if professionally if she's going to go by that. But and as someone who is probably one of the most famous people in the world and has been for 30, I mean, since Selena, which I think I was in like fifth grade when that came out, she has been basically a household name of Jennifer Lopez and or J-Lo.
She'll always be Jenny from the block.
Because I don't think she changed it in her first couple of marriages. And is that a signal of how much she loves him? And that's going to change the longevity of this marriage or what? Because I'm on the fence. I'm very adamant. After I get married, I will still be Kristen Bry, especially professionally. I'm on the fence of adding Samson.
A hyphenate?
Not a hyphenate.
Okay.
I think it'll probably more be like Kristen Bry Samson.
Do you have a middle name currently?
I do, which is Marie, which is like every other white girl in middle America has the middle name Marie. And so I'm not that attached to it. So I could make Bry my middle name legally, but on the show, this will still be As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. So
here's what I'm going to tell you. As the proud son of a happily married couple where mom kept her last name all these years, it led to the occasional confusion. You know, parents with different last names, they arrived to Little League baseball games in separate cars because they had jobs and were working parents, and other kids' parents were like, wow, your parents get along really well. What do you mean by that? Well, they're divorced, aren't they? No, they never were. So, hey, do what works best for you guys.
All right, we'll be right back. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. What you're doing, but then again.